And you're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Well, it's that chance for you to get to your back deck ready for those summer barbecues or to give your garden a jump start. But you better be quick because the early birds get the goods when it comes to the Juno Super Plant Sale, which starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And joining us now from the Juno Garden Club are Susan Cox, who's the vice president, and Patricia Harris, who's a longtime Garden Club member. Thanks to both of you for joining us via Zoom. I appreciate it. How are you?
Great.
Well, good. Well, Susan, I'll start with you. Tell us, we got, of course, Mother's Day weekend, and it's a big weekend for thinking about flowers and things like that. Tell me a little bit about, let's start first about the history of the Juno Super Gigantor plant sale. Where is it, number one, and tell me a little bit about the history of it.
Okay, it's at the Safeway parking lot. It's been there as long as I can remember, but neither Pat nor I know exactly how many years that's been, but I'd say at least 25.
There isn't an official historian of the Juno Super Plant Sale?
there probably is, and it would be Elfrida Nord, who will be there tomorrow.
Okay,
so someone wants to know.
Well, that's
no doubt.
Great. And you know, it's a rite of spring. It really means summer's on the way when you see the parking lot out there at Safeway completely filled with people going over the plants. But it is so true that you have to get there early, right?
Well, you got to get there early, but don't expect to get in before 9 o'clock because we'll have tapes up around the boundary to keep the sneakers out.
It's just like a garage sale, you know, when you say starts at 8 and people start knocking on your door at 5:30. It's the worst.
No.
So, okay, well, great. So it starts at 9 o'clock. It's happening tomorrow, Saturday, and it runs until noon. You're going to have good weather. I think you're going to have good, we'll knock wood, but all the predictions are you're going to have good weather, which is great. And tell me about the different groups who are selling plants at the sale.
Sure. Well, I can start. We have a number of groups in town who take turns organizing this sale. And so the stalwarts behind it are the Juno Garden Club, and this year it's our turn. So we are the organizers. But also there's the Friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, the Juno Community Garden, Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners. And they will all be there, and Pat can go into more detail about what they'll have to provide everyone who's attending. But we also have a number of other groups like Juno Montessori, the preschool, Juno Composts, Larry Olson, who makes pots, a new business in town, the Art Garden, who do outdoor garden art, and a fellow selling slug traps, which I'm sure will be big, big hits. And then we have local vendors who are used to seeing their Landscape Alaska, Ed's Edibles, a woman named Aaliyah Oyen, who has a business called The Berry Patch, Rising Tide Farm. And a Girl Scout troop is going to be there as well this year selling pansies and garden art.
Well, that's great. A lot of entrepreneurs and local groups that all benefit from this. Well, Patricia, tell me a little bit about what are the hot items. Which are the ones that people are really there going for at this sale?
Well, there's always primroses this time of the year. And I think they go like hotcakes because most of them are blooming now, or at least the early ones. And so that's always a favorite item. The community garden has got a lot of vegetable starts, which people like to get. They have a few tomatoes. Often they have tomatoes started by Sandy Williams, but they won't this year. But they do have some tomatoes. I have a dog squeaking
yes.
in the background.
No, it's no problem. This is the life of Zoom calls now. We have to deal with the dogs. It's no problem. Sounds fun there. Wants a little attention. Why are you talking on the phone?
It's not even my dog.
Oh, no. Well, that's great. I get what you're saying about primroses. They're such a fun, early bird kind of flower that comes up. It just feels like, oh, there's life again in the garden when you see your primroses come up.
Right. And we'll have, I know there'll be pansies, which I think both the Girl Scouts and the Montessori kids will have started. The Friends of the Judson Olson Arboretum will be selling memberships. And then the Master Gardeners, the Community Garden, as Pat mentioned, and the Garden Club will all have perennials from people's gardens that have been dug up and lovingly transplanted into pots ready to go, as well as starts that community gardeners have started. I think tomatoes is going to be a big seller.
That's such a cool thing to get a vegetable start that's already been started. Someone has dedicated the time and effort and been the early person there doing it in the dark months of March, getting them going, and then you benefit from it. You just go ahead and get that start going, and then reap the all the fun part.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And some of the and certainly our businesses that are part of the sale annually bring both vegetable and flowering plant starts, and usually you can find seed potatoes as well.
All right. Well, one more time, it's happening tomorrow morning. It's at the Safeway parking lot, and it starts at 9 a.m. and you can't get in until 9 a.m., but get there at 9 a.m. That's the advice. Don't get there too early, but get there so that you can go in at 9 a.m. and run for the primroses. Just get to the primroses. Well, that's terrific. Anything else you guys want to cover on what we've been talking about here, the super plant sale?
No, Andy, I'd just like to reiterate what you said. It's kind of a rite of spring, and just like the music festival is for the music people in town, this is for gardeners, although we love the music festival too. We love the folk festival. So
that's right.
Yeah,
right.
All right. Well, Susan Cox and Patricia Harris from the Juneau Garden Club, thanks to you both. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be seeing you tomorrow morning at the Safeway parking lot.
Can I just add, we need a number of the vendors take cash or checks, but not credit cards. So come prepared with money or go to the ATM in the Safeway.
All right. It's a cash or check affair. Okay. Very good. Very good to know. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Susan. And thanks, Patricia. And have a great sale.
Thank you.